The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Amen. Today's stuff is being studied in Nishmat Maratza Kenati Yafabat Sarav and Nishmat Abraham Ben Esteru Hashem Ten Hambeg and Eden Amen. Today's stuff is being studied in Fuash Shilema, Natan Ben Shulamit, and Moshe Ben Dina and Arafar Adem, for the Nevich, for the Guf, for the Kerabal of Vichin and Asuva Ramad Amen. Begin today's stuff on Samechia Amud Bet. We are one line before they get wide. Amar Rabbi Il'a Ganav Talev and Asa Ayil. Egel ve'naase shur naase shinui biyado ve'kenao. Person stole a tale. Tale is a small sheep, and it became an ayil. Grew up, became a ram. That's what happens when it's young. It's called a tale. Develops, becomes into an ayil. Egel, or he stole the calf. Ve'naase shur, or became an ox. So grew up. Naase shinui biyado. So there is a shinui right over there. It changed. It changed in the hands of the ganav. That change is significant, the Gemara says. The kena'o. And therefore, he is kone'it. What does that mean? He's kone'it. Kone'is a thief at the end of the day. What is kone'it? So the she says, na'asa shinui b'yado v'kena'o b'shinui. Lehaim milta. For what purposes? Dim tabach u'machar shelohu tobayah. U'patur. Nafkamina. After the shinui, after the egel turned into a shor, and he slaughtered it or sold it, he will not have to pay dalet veheh, because at that time already it's his item. However, about keren vekefer mishalem keren kihashta. But when it comes to keren and kefel, which is principal and kefel, he's a ganav. We cannot take that away from him. Mishalem keren kihashta. He'll pay keren according to what it is. Now, as she says, at the present price, the kefil ke'en sheganav, and kefil either ke'en sheganav at the time of the theft, or kesh'at ha'amada bedin. Right, depends. Now, we're going to have to understand this Rashi a little bit more in a minute, but let's just get to din. Rashi holds in principle, Rav Ela'az's rule is that if a person stole call it a egel v'na'asa shor or tle v'na'asa ayin, so the deen is there's a shinui, the item changed, the ganav now, it's a different item now. I stole this, I have this in my hand now. It's considered a shinui that the ganav is kone. What is it kone? Kone means that now if he does something to it, for example, slaughters it or sells it, he will not have to pay arba'a v'hamisha. He has to pay, however, kenin and kefin. The kinyan over here is a different type of kinyan. It's not kinyan that it's his. After all, he's a ganav. Tabach u'machar, Rashi, and Gemara, shelo hu tobeyach, shelo hu mocher. Exactly. Therefore, if he's tobeyach or mocher, he's slaughtering and selling his own item. Therefore, he does not have to pay that price. Now, in order to understand the Rashi, we have to read some of the Mefarshim over here. It's good to get like the motto over here. Reading, Adam sheganav or gazal hefetz. Stolen item. Pirush, I'm meaning pirushim for you. Vahefetz ishtana tachat yado. It changed. Na'asa bekach hefetz lekinyano amuchlat shel gazlan. The item becomes the gazlan's. Umata uchayev leshalim negzal et demeh hefetz. You have to pay for the item. Kefi shovyo b'sh'at gezela. He pays what it was worth at the time of the theft. Velo et gufa hefetz. But you don't have to give back the item. The item already is niknit in the shinui. Rabbi La'am mihadesh shegam shinui kaze from a tle to an ayin or a egel to a shor is considered a shinui, even though it's natural. Even though it's just a natural progression where it just, you know, developed, and it was automatically going to happen, that's still considered a shinui. Okay. Now, when we say that it's the kinyan of the gazlans, of the ganavs, there's a humrah over here, and there's a kula over here. Ben the humrah, ben the kula. Which means, let's say, b'mikre, let's say the price of the item that was stolen depreciated. He cannot say, take your item back. No, that's your item now. You stole an item that was worth more. So Lahmid is going to have to pay what it was, kishat gezela, since the shinui now made it his. So he can't say take it back. That would be the humrah on the gazlan. Lakel b'mikresha shinui aya l'shevah. In the case where, let's say, the item went up, he only has to pay kishat gezela, and he enjoys the appreciation because the shinui makes a kinyan for him. Now, that's the general rule. We got to explain that shi now. You know, very slow in these dashis over here. It was a very, very important sugya. Dashi explains the ve'la'ay as follows. Ganav tere v'na'asa ayim. Egel v'na'asa shod. Na'asa shinui biyado v'kena'o le'anyan tebiha v'mechira. Le'anyan, now if he's toveh or mocher, sheli ani toveh. Ve'sheli ani mocher. Therefore, I don't have to pay arba'a v'hamisha. I only have to pay kenen v'kefen. ומבואר בדברי רש"י ששינוי מתלה לעיל אינו נחשב כשינוי גמור. It's a שינוי, but it's not a full-fledged שינוי. Why? ואינו מועיל לקנות את הגנבה לגמרי. He doesn't own it fully. What do we mean to say? ובאמת לא נעשה את קניינות של הגנב, הוא חייב להחזירו לנגנב. Which means according to רש"י it's משמע. You don't own the item itself. If the item is still kayam, it's mashma from Rashi, you got to return the item. Nafkamina that you made a kinyan, if you do something to it. If you do something to it, that it's considered shelo. But it's not shelo that you can keep it. Meaning if the item is still intact, you would have to return the item. That's what Rashi says. Le'inyan tabach umachar, sheshelo tabach v'shelo umachar. ומה שאמר אבילאי נעשה שינוי בידו וכנאו, those לשון, וכנאו, זה רק לעניין תשלומי ארבעה וחמישה. That's it. Good. However, the Mefarshim over here are trying to struggle to understand, how do you split it? It's either he made a kinyan on it, meaning it's shelo, or it's not shelo. How could you tell me on one hand, Rashi, Ganyan, if you slaughtered it, you did something with it, you did it to your own item. You don't have to pay arba'a v'hamisha. But the other hand, you're saying, if the item is still intact, you got to return the item. What do you mean? I thought I was kone it b'shinui. How does Rashi l'chaura play it on both sides? This is the question they all ask on Shitat Rashi. Umnam adavar tamoa ketzad itan lechalek min shnei hanosim. How do you split it? אם אכן לא קנה הגנב את הגנבה לעצמו, מדוע ייפטר מתשלום ארבעה וחמישה? ואיך ייתכן לומר שהוא קנה אותה רק לעניין זה, שלא יצטרך לשלם ארבעה וחמישה? אוקיי. Because of these questions, many ראשונים argue on Rashi, as תוספות, etc. And they say, he's קונה לגמרי, בין לעניין ארבעה וחמישה, and he's קונה the item itself, and he only has to pay kishat geneva, which means even if the item is here, he gets to keep the item. He only has to pay what it was at the time of the theft. That we understand already. It's a total kinyan gamur. Good. Now, we have to understand the last part of the Rashi. Mashkatav Rashi shu meshalem betakeren kevi shivuya geneva ata. That was very important. We learned today's daf, earlier yesterday's daf, that according to Rav, Keren is paid at the time of the Geneva. Keren goes according to the time of the theft. Right? When the person is a Ganav. Rashi says over here, huh?
It goes down.
Oh, wait. Let's go slow. Before we get to the cases, Rav's statement was, Keren, Bishat, a Geneva. Here, Rashi's telling you as well that the keren is not according to the geneva mechira, but it's according to the price that it is now. I mean, the keren is paid in this case. This is not like what Rav said on the Amud Aleph. Good. Zeh mipne, as we learned earlier, shatibicha wa mechira nechshavim ketavra o shatya. Remember, we learned this morning a case where you have a barrel of wine. And the guy takes the barrel of wine and he breaks it. The breaking it is considered a new gezerah. And therefore he has to pay for the time at the time of the breaking. Similarly over here, at the time of the shechita, or the time of the damage, that's considered as if it is a new gezerah. V'ikach tzarich hagnav ha'shem kefi shuvi ha'genava b'shat hotziyah me'olam. ודברי ראשי כאן הם לשיטתו שהשינוי שנשתנה התלה להיות עיל אינו נחשב שינוי גמור שיקנה אותו הגנב לגמרי לעצמו like ראשי הולך לשיטתו the שינוי doesn't make it totally his ונמצא שבשעת שגנב וטבח או מחר הרי הוא מאבד בכך את ממונו של נגנב ולפי כך יש לחייבו לשם כפי שוויו העיל עתה כגון תברה very hard ראשי She's saying the kinyan that the ganav makes b'shinui is not 100%. Therefore, le'inyan, you're right. If you slaughtered it, we consider it yours that you won't have to pay arba v'chamisha. But le'inyan that by slaughtering it, you did now make another thievery. You did now do something more, even though this is shinui. Even though it went from a tleh to an ayil or an egil to a shor. Still, when you're going to slaughter it, it's like you broke it, and therefore you have to pay keshovi ata. You have to pay according to the price that is now, just like Rabba said on the Amud Rishon. Umar shekatav Rashi, she'eta kefil u'meshlem kivi shuvir b'sh'at ha'geneva or b'sh'at ha'amada bedin. Now Rashi at the end said the kefil is paid either price of now or the price of the theft. That already is going to be dependent on the Gemara coming up. That's going to give two shitot how to calculate the kefil in this case. So let's just review the vilai outside. First of all, we're learning a big hadush. Shinui in the matzav of the animal that happens naturally is considered a shinui. That what? The ganav is kone'it, le'inyan ma, le'inyan certain things. Le'inyan that he won't have to pay arba v'chamisha. But not le'inyan that it's really his in totality. Therefore, at the time of the tibiha, he's considered a Ganav right now, therefore the Nyan Kefil or the Nyan Keren, he's going to have to pay it according to the market value at the time of the slaughtering it, like the case of the breaking it and the case of the drinking it. Okay, that's of it. Now the Gemara begins challenges. Etibe, third line. Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Ela, Ganav Tale, Venasa Ayil. Egel v'na'asa shor. Same case. Meshalem tashlume kefil v'tashlume arba'a v'chamisha. You have to pay kefil and you have to pay arba'a v'chamisha ke'en sheganav. You pay it according to the time of the theft. Rashi ke'en sheganav nekaman udvinan lerav. Okay, this is going to pose a question as she says on Rav, that we learned earlier, Rav, we learned today's daf that you pay according to Hamada Bedin. This bright as much where you pay Kishat Hagezelah. Okay, we'll see that in a minute. But if you're telling me, Rav Ilaha, that you kone b'shinui, amai mishalem, what are you paying 4 or 5 at all? Shelohu tobeyach, shelohu moche, simple question. It's a direct stira against the vil'ah from a braita, amar les, or the vil'ah responds, ve'el amai, shinui, lo kani. So what do you want to tell me? That shinui is not kone, amai mishalem, then why you tell me he has to pay according to the time of the theft? Lishalem kiyashta. He should have to pay according to the price. Now, if you hold shinui lo kone,
So therefore, when the guy steals the item, it's really still considered the owner's. When is the geneva taking place? At the time that he slaughters it. Oh, so therefore, why does the Gemara say that you pay according to the time of the theft? If Nevela is asking, so you hold what? Shinu is not kone, so why do you pay Shat Geneva? You should pay Kehashta, you should pay according to now. Amar le, he tells him back, Kehashta, Ainu Tama de lo Mishalem. I'll tell you why you don't pay according to the price now, which is really, I can tell you that that Shinui is not kone, and still you don't pay according to the current price. Mishum da amarle, because he could tell him Torah ganve minach, or Torah ganve minach. Did I steal a shor from you? Dichra ganve minach. Did I steal an ayin from you? Which means he's playing over here a little, also a split over here. He say, I hold Shinui is not kone. Absolutely not. Shinui is not kone. Therefore, arba v'hamisha, you have to pay. Because bottom line, it belongs to the guy that you stole it from. This Shinui is such a type of doesn't kone. Oh, so he said, if it doesn't kone, chara, you should pay according to the price now. No, because the ganav could say, hey, I didn't steal a shor. I didn't steal this. I stole a egel. I didn't steal a ayil. I stole a tle. So the enyan that, he can come back and claim, hey, it's not what I stole. So if again, you're splitting hairs over here. It's considered no shinui. It's not a considered shinui. Therefore, he has to pay on Bava Hamisha. But you can't make the guy pay according to the current price because I didn't steal this item. The item that I stole was something else. So the Gemara says, when Rav Elah heard this, he couldn't accept it. Amale Rahmanan Nitzlan Mehai Da'ate. Rahman Nitzlan, God should save us from such a shita. Amale, so he told Rav Elah back, Adrabah, Rahman Nitzlan Mehda'ate Didach. God should save us from your shita. So over here it comes out, basically, we have a fantastic mahloket. Does such a shinui kone or not? Let's review. Rav Elai says, shinui of such a sort is indeed kone. Therefore, shilcha tabachta v'shilcha macharta, it's your item. Therefore, there's no arba'a v'chamisha. Oh, the other rabbis all know, shinui lo kone. And therefore, if you slaughtered it, you slaughtered the nignabs. And therefore, you're going to have to pay arba'a v'chamisha. But, they have a caveat, you're not going to have to pay according to what it is now. What do you mean? But now I stole it. Now I should pay now. No, because you can say, it's not what I stole. I stole something, this. It's a different item. So therefore, they play it, lenyan paying, you have to pay Rabbi Hamisha. But then what you pay ke'en sheganav. That is the opinions over here. Now, okay. Again, kedai to get these sevarot a little clearer. So we're going to go back and read some commentary over here. Rabbi Elai Toen, Rabbi Elai Sevara, Shima Shinui Metale La'ayil Umeegel Lashor Enu Nechshav Kishinui, like the bright one wanted to say, if it's not a Shinui, because it's an automatic change. It's not a change that you did something to it. That's the item that you stole. It didn't change. When the ganav returns the item back, it's like he's returning the item that was stolen. It's the same exact item. It didn't change. If the old shinui is not kone, I can return back the exact item. Rabbi Elai looks at it. If you're going to tell me shinui is not kone, that means this is the exact animal that I stole. The fact that it changed, calling it this, calling it that, got bigger, doesn't mean anything. A shor is an ayil, a shor is an egel, an egel is a shor, a tle is an ayil, an ayil is a tle. Umehashruim an with the ayil vashukilim atzma matle vayil shata geneva, it's the same item.
يمكن كذا يدخن شيء يسلم جرافة السماء كيف لا بعرف عم يشكش على كشعتة هجنبا.
Why would you have to pay to stumei arba v'chamisha according to the time of the geneva?
Hare ha'ayir v'asunem ha'atzmam matlev v'aigas sh'at ha'geneva. Ukshemeshiv ata ayir v'asun mekayemu bekak et ha'shabat keren ha'geneva atzma. V'imkin yesh l'sha'ir et ha'stumei ha'kef arba v'chamisha kifi dimei ayir v'asun shel achshav. ולא כעין שגנב
ובחנינה on the other hand right? the counterpart
אינו מסכים לטענתו של רבי אלעה שאם משתנות מתלה לעיל אינה נחשבת שינוי אם כן יש להחשיב את השבת העיל כשבת קרן הגנבה כפי שהייתה בשבת הגנבה אלא ובחנינה סובר שבאמת הבהמה נשתנתה
it changed, you cannot deny that it didn't change מתלה לעיל
אלא שאין די בשינוי כזה לקנות את הבהמה
it's a שינוי I can say no
but not enough a שינוי to say that you קונה the בהמה
because it's a שינוי that happens by itself
ומחש בסופו של דבר אין זה אותה בהמה שגנף
the end of the day it's not the animal that I stole
שאני נשתנתה it changed אי אפשר למה שזהו בעצמה קרן הגנבה
you can't come along and say that this is the קרן of the גנבה
אלא תשלום הקרן הוא רק בשיווי דמי התלה אלא שעליו להשיב את הבהמה כולה מאחר שלא נשתנתה
which means you're going to have to pay because כשינוי לא קונה therefore you're going to have to pay back 4-5 and all the payments
oh so why don't I pay the kefir then according to what it was
why I have to pay according to what it is so why do I pay according to what it was why don't I pay according to what it is now because he says the guy can claim listen that's not what I stole a tle and this is an eye and so therefore It's a shinui for certain things, and it's not a shinui for other things.
Gemara continues. Matkif la Rabbi Zera, v'nikninu b'shinui Hashem. No question. From the fact that it changed names, why don't we say there's a concept called shinui Hashem? It went from an ayil, it went from a tle to an ayil, or to an egel to a shor. So the shinui Hashem. Rashi, Nihi de Sheva de Gufe Loavi Shinui. Okay, Rav Hanina, you want to tell me that a Shinui like this is a Memela Shinui? Okay, fine. But why don't you say he's Kone the Gabe Shinui Hashem? The name changed. Amar Ravarava says Shor Ben Yomo Karui Shor Ayil Ben Yomo Karui Ayil. Which means it's really not a name change. Which means even a Shor, one day old, we call it an egel, but you can call it a shor also. And a tle, one day old, you call it also an ayil. So therefore, it's really not considered a shinui Hashem. How do you know that a shor, ben yomo, a shor one day old, again, which we refer to as an egel, the Torah calls it a shor. And when I say shor, ben yomo, karu, shor, dikliv, shor, o chesev, o ez, ki yivaled. Shor, ki yivaled. It means day one is still called a shor. So therefore, Eger to Shor is not considered a Shinui Hashem. Ayil ben Yomo Karui Ayil. How do you know that a one-day-old Ayil, or a one-day-old Tle, is called an Ayil? Dichtiv. Ve'ele sonecha lo achalti. Yaakov Abinu is telling Lavan, I did not consume your Elim. So the Gemara says, Elim hu de lo achal. Kevasim achal? What? He didn't eat the old ones, but the Tles he ate? אלא לב שמאמינה עיל בן יומו קרוי עיל so must be said ואלה סונחה לא אחת is even the one day old ones not only the old ones and therefore you see עיל בן יומו קרוי עיל שור בן יומו קרוי שור therefore he holds it's not considered a שינוי השם very good מכל מקום קשיה oh but we still have a what's the question? She says, the Rabbi Ila. So according to Rabbi Ila, what's the question? Right? You have a Braita that's against you. No, the Braita that's against you. The Braita that Harina brought. The Braita said, listen, Rabbi Ila is an Amora. He's not a Tana. Say what you want, but you have a Braita against you. You said what? Shinui like this from
Tle Ta'il is not, is considered a shinu that it's kone, but the Braita said it's not kone. What do you do? No problem. I'll tell you who's the author of that Braita. Bet Shamayhi. De Amre Shinui Bimkomo Omedet Velokani. But he holds that a shinui is not kone bimkomo omedet. Where do you see this shita? Which means even though there was a change, it didn't go out of the owner's reshut. It still belongs to the original owner. Where do you see it? The Tanya. Story of a zonah. Halakha says that the zonah gets something, so she's not allowed to use that item that she gets for a korban. Etnan zonah. The payment of a zonah cannot be used for a Korban. Natana be'etnana, let's say you gave the zona as a gift, be'etnana as a gift, or payment, I should say, for remunerations. Hitin, you gave her wheat, vasa and solid. So she grounded it into fine flour. Zetim, you gave her olives as payment, vasa and shemen. Anavim, you gave her grapes, vasa and yayin. Tanihada asur, cannot use that as a korban. Tani hada mutar. And one says it's okay. The Amar of Yosef, Tani Goryon de me aspork, Bechamai osrim. Bechamai is the one that says asur, u beteler matirim. My tama de Bechamai dichtiv. Gam. When it says in the pasuk by etnan zona, it says ki toavat Hashem Elohecha gam shenehem. That what? The word gam is coming to include not only the etnan, not only what you gave, but lirabot shinuyehem. That even if you changed it, it's still considered asula mizbeach. Person gave hatim. It's not hatim now. Now it's solet. Guy gave grapes. Now it's wine. Gam. Gam lirabot shinuyehem. Ubetilel hem velo shinuyehem. No, it says him. Only them, but not their shinui. Oh, Bet Shammai, ha'u hem. What does he do with the word hem? Velo veladotehem. Hu de'ata. It's coming along to tell me that what? That if you gave a behema, let's say, as an etnan, that only the behema is forbidden, but not the veladot. Oh, Betilel tarte shamat mine. I learned two things from that word. Hem velo shinuyehem. Hem velo veladotehem. I can learn both things. Because the pasuk says, "Lo tavi etnan zodna shenehem shenehem." Yes, in the word shenehem, you could have said sheneh. Shnayim, Shnehem. So Bet Shammai. How does this go review the Drashot so far? Bet Shammai comes along and says Asur. Why? Gam includes even the Shinui. Bet Telel says no. Shnehem, Hem. Velo Shinuyehem. Only the actual item itself. Oh, Bet Shammai. What do you do with the Hem? Hem Velo Veladotehem. Oh, Bet Shammai. How do you know Veladotehem is not good? Tarti Shmat Mina. He learns both over there. הם ולא שניהם, הם ולא ולדותיהם. ובית הלל הכתיב גם, but what do you do with the גם? גם לבית הלל, קשיה. Good. Only problem over here is, what in the world is this proof that got to do what we're talking about? We're trying to prove that בית שמאי is the שיטה that holds שינוי לא קונה. בין מראיה, from אתנן. Nan, we're not talking about Kenyan over here. We're talking about the lady got paid in wheat. Oh, she made a shinui to it. What did she do? She grounded it up into wheat. We have a Gezerat HaKatuf. Gezerat HaKatuf says, Hem agam lerabot shinuyem. That even the shinui, it's not considered as a changed. It's considered as if it's the original item. Good. What does that have to do with the subject of is shinui kone or not? So the Mefarshim explain over here that must be Bet Shammai holds, generally speaking, that shinui eno kone, meaning that even though a change happened to the animal, it remains by the owner. Because if he didn't hold like that, he wouldn't say what he said by etnan. Because if you have an option to learn like Bet Hillel, to come along and say that when the item changes, you could put it on the Mizbeah, why did Bet Shammai, Doresh, Gam, Lirabot Shinuyim, what does that tell me in concept? In concept it tells me, even though the item changed, it's the same item. Which means it retains, it's still considered the etnan that the zonah got. It's the same item even though it changed. So similarly, I'm going to apply this logic to a ganav, that he stole an item called a tle, and now it became an ayil. It's the same item. It's not considered a different item, therefore it retains the same ownership of the nignav. I read that inside, just so you can see the way they say it, because that's a very important prat. Oh. Yesh Leba'ir. Who are we quoting from over here? Some of the Aharonim, Yom Shah Shlomo, so on. Shagemara no kitet she'im shinui kone le'inyan geneva. If you say le'inyan geneva, shinui is kone. Yesh Ledmot mikan shehefet shenishtane nechshav kedavar acher. That's the truth. Oh, so if it's nechshav kedavar acher, so legabe etnan, the solet shebi mutar, legabe the you can connect the two concepts. From the fact that you see that Bet Shammai says that the Shinui by Etnan is the same item, Ki'ilu, and if it's still as like the original item, so must be hold that a Shinui doesn't change the item. Therefore, Shinui lo kone. Because Bet Shammai had an option to learn otherwise. From the fact that he learned Gam to teach me Lirabot Shinuyim, so therefore you see that also by Geneva, his attitude is, it is the same item. So it's not exact proof meaning Ligabe Geneva. So we didn't bring a pasuk by a ganav. No, we're borrowing a concept by etnan, where you see the item is considered it didn't change, even though it did change. So similarly, we're going to say that Bet Shammai must be, put it this way. We need an author of this braita. So the closest author we could find for this braita to help Rav Ilai. Hello, what are you asking me from that braita? That braita is not Bet Shammai. Don't ask me from Bet Shammai. I hold like Bet Tirana, but hold really what? Shinui is indeed Kone. So comes the Gemara and says, Ad kan lo pelige. Oh. Till now, there's no mahlok between Avil Ayin of Hanina. What's the only mahlok between them? Ela morsavar Shinui Kone, morsavar in Shinui Kone. Good. Aval le'anyan shilume. But le'anyan, when it comes to paying, everybody's going to hold that the payment is according to what it was at the time of the theft. Which means, hypothetically, Rav Hanina said it clearly, that you pay according to the time of the theft. Even if Rav Ilai, he said you don't have to pay at all, because Taba'u Machar, but only because the Shinui was Kone. But if the Shinui was not Kone, even Rav Ilai would agree that all the payments are done Kish'at HaGeneva. Diktani mishalim teshlume kev teshlume arba v'chamisha ki'ain sheganav. Oh, that's going to be a problem. Lema tevet yufta derav. What we learned on yesterday's daf, Rav Shita. De'amar Rav Keren ki'ain sheganav mishalim teshlume kev teshlume arba v'chamisha kish'at amada bedin. Which means, we learned earlier, Rav's din is kefil and teshlume arba v'chamisha is kish'at amada bedin. But these rabbis are telling me that no kefil and arba v'chamisha is going according to sha'at ha-geneva. Rav, what are you doing? You don't have an opinion like you. That's the question. Comes again when it says, look at Rashi, please. Lema teveti yufta derav. Fourth line. De'amad le'il. Kish'at ha'amada bedin. Kishehuzla. Right? That was the case over there where the animal was worth 4. Let's review the case. And then the animal went down to 1. And when it came to kefil, and arba v'chamisha, he said, you pay according to what it is at sha'at ha'amada bedim, when they bring you to the court, called shekin kishuhukra. All the more so when it goes up. Why? Dehatam afilu keren mechayev le rav kihashta. Which means in a case where it went up, even Rav was modeh, that you pay even the keren according to the higher price like Rabbah. If you remember, we asked a question from Rabbah, that Rabbah says, Master, the keren you pay, according to what it is now. He said, oh, that's in the case where it went up. And Rav would agree to that. So therefore, he says, the hakka Rabbah svira, the mark tavrao shatam mishanem dalid. So therefore, the Gemara is asking a question. Here, the animal got bigger. Chaura, according to Rav, how could you tell me you sold Rav what? You pay kishat, kishkashta, you pay according to what it is now. But what do you mean? All these rabbis told you pay according to Shata Genevat, question against Rav. Gemara answers. Amar Rava, Telaim, Kedemaikara, Damim, Keshel Akshav. It depends what you are paying. Telaim, if you're actually paying the animal itself back, Kedemaikara, then you'll pay according to the Shahat Hageneva. However, Damim, if you're paying money, the animal's not around anymore, and you're paying money, then it is Keshel Ashav. Rashi, Telaim Kedemikara. Kedomar, Baal Shalem Telaim. If you're coming to pay actually in animals, Kedemikara Sagi. Why? Ditle Ganav Vitle Mishalem. Because that's what you stole. However, if you're coming to pay back money, then already it's according to Hashta. So therefore we go back. When we go back, Rav that said, Mishalem Tashlume Kefil, Vitashlume Arba V'chamisha Kishat Hamada Bedin, that was told about where he's paying in money. But Rav would be Modeh, that if you're paying back in the actual animal itself, even the Kefil and Arba V'chamisha would be according to Shat Hamada Bedin, Kosle Ganav, and you're paying back in Tilaim, so that would be the payment. So there's a difference when you pay in money or you pay in Tilaim. A Gemara mitaretzet. Shema shamar Rav. Shemishlem tashume kefa abav hamisha kishat hamada bedin zedav kaim agana mishlem tashume ele bema'ot. Sheken b'mekle ze'anu tzirichim na'arik et shovi ha'bema ka'et. Now we have to look at the item, what it's worth now, and translate it into money. Now you want to pay money, now I have to make an assessment what the animal's worth right now. If you're paying behemot, can't you ganav, telaim, agadim, daylo lashim kfish ato geneva, shere tle ganav, vetle hu mishalem. Imken, habraita shamlash mishim can't you ganav. Very good. Continues Amar Rava. Rabba. Shinui kone. This concept that a shinui is kone. What does that mean? We said a gazlan stole something and he made a shinui to it. Change. The item itself changed. So he's kone it. What does it mean he's kone it? Nafkamina. He doesn't return the object. As long as the object did not change, so he can return the object that he stole. Of course, that's the item that he stole. But once there's a shinui, a change that happens to the item, that shinui gives the gazlan ownership of it. Therefore, he cannot return that item. That's not the item he stole anymore. That's his. Therefore, he has to return back mamon. He returns back money. So, Rashi says, shinui koneh, where you mamash made a shinui biyadayim. The Gemara until this point, if you remember, got into a machloket between the rabbis. If you have a shinui that happened in Mela, what is a shinui in Mela? Let's say a tle turned into an ayil, or a egel turned into a shor. That's a shinui, but it's a shinui that happens automatically. You didn't do anything. It's a natural shinui. Then we had a machloket amongst the Achamim, but everybody agrees that a shinui that's done by Yadayim, or the actual gazlan does something physically to change the properties of the item that was stolen, it is koneh. So that she says, Echadashani lehu biyadayim pshita le demedoraita vaday koneh. Vichi mehadar, when you're going to return the item, lo ba'el ahadirinu ba'inayu, you don't have to return back the item itself, ela damim mishanim kegon, tsemer va'asao begadim. Good. Classic case, you stole, you robbed, you stole wool, and you turn it into a garment. That's a shinui. So you don't have to return back the garment. That's not what you stole. And you have to return back money. So that's the Gemara's proof now. The Gemara's going to prove that shinui is koneh. How do we know? Amar Rabba shinui koneh ketiva betanina. It's written in the Torah, and we also have a Tanayik source for it. We also have a Mishnah. Ketiva, what does it say in the Pasuk? Ve'eshiv et ha-gezel ha-asher gazal.
you will return the stolen item that you stole. So Gemara says, "Mat Tamud Amar Asher Gazal." What does that say? Asher Gazal. Veshiv the Gazela. What is Asher Gazal? Im Ke'en She Gazal Yachzir. If it's still in the same state as you stole it, then you will return it. Ve'im Dav. That means Be'Amla Be'Asher Umeh. But if you change it, then you'll have to pay back money. So then from the extra words, Asher Gazal. Only when it's Ke'en She Gazal. But if it changed, you don't have to return the item. The Gazal is Konen, and he returns back money. Tani. Now we have a Mishnah that goes in. It seems a person stole wood. Vasa'an kelim, and he made it into a vessel. Semer vasa'an begadim, if he stole wool and he turned it into a garment. Mishalem kishad hagezela, he has to pay according to what it was worth at the time of the gezela. Meaning he cannot return back the item itself, because the item itself is not the item he stole. Therefore, he has to pay according to what he stole in money at the time of the gezela, at the time of the theft. Inameh. Or we have another, we have a mitzvah in the Torah that the Kohen receives reshita gez. That's the first shearings from the animals. The Kohen gets it as one of his chavdalid matanot kehuna. Lo speak l'tenolo. So the guy didn't give the shearings to the Kohen ad shesivaoh, until he painted them. He dyed them. So instead of giving him white wool, so now the wool already is dyed. That's a shinui. So patur, he's patur. Why? Because shinui is koneh. And not only is he patur, he doesn't have to give it to any Kohen at all. Because he could always tell the Kohen that's going to come and say, give it to me. No, I'm going to give it to the next guy. So therefore, once he made a shinui on the Rishita Gez, he's patur from giving it. Rashi says, his noise speak to Tnolo, the Rishita Gez, the Kohen, Ad Chetzivao, patur, me Rishita Gez, the Kanya, Bishinui. He's connected with the shuriva. Afilu damim lo mishalem. He doesn't even have to give damim. The end kohen yachol asmino bedin. Because the king cannot take up the bedin. The yachol amal le'acher et tenenu. I'll give it to somebody else. Aval kodim shetzav'o mi shechatfo zachabo. But before he painted, before he dyed it, the first kohen that grabs it, of course, it belongs to him. So therefore, we brought it to ayah from the Torah. Neshiv the gezra shel gazam. We brought it to ayah from the Mishnah that shinui ma'aseh biyadayim is connected. The gazlan is connected. Now the Gemara says alma shinui connected. We see from all these proofs that you know it's going to Yeush. Oh, now we discuss a new subject. Yeush, where the owners themselves are Miyaesh. What does Miyaesh mean? They give up hope. Right? The guy says, Yeush, Vaili, Hasaron Kis. He says, that's it. I'm not getting it back yet. Amre Rabbanan Denikne. So we know that what? The rabbis came along and said, Yeush is Kone. That when the owner makes Yeush, or the Ganav, or the Gazlan, he is Kone. So the owner says, Lo Yadainan, Ide Oraita, Ide Rabbanan. But we want to know this thing of Yeush Kone. Is it the oraita kone, or is it only the rabbanan? I the oraita. Do we have a ra'ayat to say that Yeush is kone the oraita? Yes. Midi da'ave amotze aveda. It would be similar to somebody that found a lost object. Motze aveda lav kevan de miyaesh maramina mekamed de titiliada liade. Don't we know by motze aveda that when he finds an object and the owner made Yeush before the aveda got to the guy's hands? Hanile, the owner, the motzei aveda is kone, which means, halakha says, if I find a lost object on the street, and before I get to the object, the owner already made Yeush, so if I take the item, I can keep the item for myself. So you see what that's in the Torah. Torah says, Yeush by aveda is indeed kone. Look at Rashi, motzei aveda, lav kevan demiya esh le mara, mara's the owner. Before it gets to his hands, kanila imit yashu ba'alim kodem shenim sazeh kanadetanya ba'elu mitziyot. Minayin la'aveda sheshatfa nahar. Let's say you have an aveda that was rolling down a river. Correct? So you know the owners definitely made Yeush, because there's no way they think they're going to ever get it back, and you happen to find it. How do we know you can keep it? Who even it yashu ba'alim shimuteret? I didn't know it's muteret tamud nomad. Asher tovad mimenu. She'avudam mimenu umitziyot l'shar b'nei adam. The only time you have to return an object when it's lost to this person, but it's found by somebody else. But something that's avu to the whole world, for example, an item that's going down the stream where nobody is really destined to find it, and you happen to find it, yetztazu al makani. So too, so therefore we see what? That aveda, when you pick up the aveda after Yeushu akone, similarly the Gemara says, hainameh, reading Gemara, kevan demiya eshmara kani la sotu agazlan. When he steals an item, so that she's raka begizad atile de mekame Yeush. Now, gizah is different, because when the guy is possessed something, it came to his hands before Yeush. But still what? Vadar iyaesh, then he makes Yeush. Could be just like my aveda. The Yeush we see is kone before Yeush, after Yeush. So too maybe gizah will be kone
even though it came to his hands before Yush. Now, we're going to have to see exactly the analogy. Because the Chaura, it's not really a similar analogy. Here, they're getting the Gaveda before it came to my hand, already made Yush. Mashaken over here, the Gezelah, it came to my hands, and now he makes Yush after it. Could be it's different. But let's get the other side of the Gemara first, and then we'll go back to this Sevara. So the Gemara's one side is, do I compare it to Aveda? Just like Yush is Koneh by an Aveda, meaning the guy that finds it is Koneh the item, so similarly what? By Gezelah also. Or Dilma, what's the other side? Lo dam ya le Aveda. It's not analogous to Aveda. Why? Aveda. Aveda, it came to the guy's hand beheter, because the guy made Yush already. But here, it came to his hand beisur. He stole it. So don't compare it to Aveda. The reason why Aveda you couldn't be Yush, because by the time I got it, the guy was Miyash already, so I'm Koneh. But she can. Gezila is Isura Ataliyadeh. It came to the guy's hands, but Isur, therefore maybe the Yush will not be Koneh. Also, then the rabbis instituted Yush. Why? Maybe Yush is a rabbinical institution. Why would the rabbis institute Yush with Rabbanan? Because of the famous law of Takarat HaShavim. They were worried that if you're not going to, if you're going to tell a guy that he has to return the exact item that he stole, what's going to happen in a case where he used it, where it's not here anymore? And now already, he's not going to be able to make the Shuvah. And therefore, he's going to be regretful his whole life, and therefore he's not going to be able to make a tikkun for his avon. So the rabbis instituted something called takanat ha-shavim. Takanah for the people that want to repent. And what's that takanah? That even though Yush is not koneh by a gazlan, but you know what? We're going to say, if the guy was miyaish, you are koneh, therefore you can pay back money. So that's the two sides of the Gemara. The Gemara either says, either we can compare it to an Aveda exactly, and therefore like the Raita, Yush is koneh by Aveda, you should be koneh by Gazan. Or the Sevara has to say, no, really Aveda is different because Yush is behterah, Taliyah, they came to Zenz behter. Mashenken Gezelah, they came to Zenz beisur, maybe it's different. And therefore the whole deen of Yush koneh by Gezelah is only a deen de Rabbanam Mishum Takanat Hashavim. So that's the Gemara's two sides. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Yush eno koneh afilu mid Rabbanan. Yosef comes along and says Yush is not koneh by Gezelah, even mid Rabbanan, which he doesn't even go with Takarat Hashavim. Therefore, you have to always pay back the actual item itself. So therefore, we have three options over here. Rabbi Yosef, we know what he said. Yush is not koneh, not mid Oraita, not mid Rabbanan. Meaning, you stole an item, the guy gave up hope, and it doesn't matter. That's not koneh. You got to return the item itself. The item got lost, you got a problem. The other sevara is to say deoraita, just like aveda. I pick up an item after Yush, I get to keep the item. Aveda huadin gezela. Now that part we didn't understand. What was the Gemara's analogy to compare aveda that came to my hands after Yush to gezela or geneva that came to my hands before Yush? So therefore we have to see some sevara over here. Let's look. No, that she doesn't really talk on this point. Yeah, we're going to have to see the Sevara over here like this. Yeah. He says like this, Yeshlet Moa, here's the question. What's the Havamina of the Gemara to compare it to Aveda? Tosfot. Tosfot Meva'arim. She'efshar. שגם לגבי אבדה, אף פי שאין המוצא יכול להיפטל לגמרי מהשווה, אם הגיע החפץ אליו לפני ייאוש, מכל מקום נפטר הוא לאחר שמאבד את יאש מהשבת גוף החפץ, והוא חייב להשיב לאבד רק את דמיו. וראייה של אבדה זה really the case that's similar to גזירה. I found the object before the guy made ייאוש. Once he makes ייאוש, I am koneh the object, that I don't have to return the object, I can return money. That's the deen by Aveda. So similarly, I will say that could be by Geneva also, when I pick up the item before Yeush, the Yeush will be koneh enough that I don't have to return the object, I only have to return money. So therefore the Aveda is, again, I picked it up before the guy made Yeush. Now the guy made Yeush, it did something with Yeush. Enough that I can keep the item, I only have to return money. So therefore, I would compare, that's exactly like, yeah, so that's the way Tosafot understood it.
Doesn't he make...
Correct. Which means, לאחר שמאבד את יאש, after the מאבד, was mit יאש, yes, but die. מה שעבד, because he picked it up before יאוש. הוא חייב להשיב לבד רק את דמיו. So similarly, Gizla would be the same thing. At least that's the way Tosfot is understanding. So at least we have a connection. You have to say something to compare Avedat to Gizla. Well, the other side of the Gemara says no. Bottom line, Gineva came to sense Beisur. Avedah, even before Yehush, it came to sense Beheter. It's still Beheter, but he's allowed to come to Avedah. So therefore, you have no proof. And Gemara comes out, at least according to Rabbi Yosef, the din of Yehush is not Kone even in Rabbanan. And or we say because of Takarat HaShavim, it will be Kone only with Rabbanan Takarat HaShavim. Okay, now the Gemara goes. Etiver Rabbi Yosef Rabbah. Okay, let's get the Shitor over here. Rabbah held what? Yehush is Kone by Gezerah. His question was, is it the right of the Rabbanan? But he held it Kone. You have to Shitor because it's very important just to know Yediot.
According to Rabbah, you have to return money?
According to Rabbah, Yehush is, of course. When we say Kone, of course. Which means Yehush is Kone. You're a thief. You're a thief.
No, Avedah.
According to Tosafot, it depends when you picked it up. If you picked it up before Yehush, then you have to give back money. If you picked up after Yehush, you koneh the item.
You don't have to give back anything.
Of course, you're koneh. Avedah, you koneh. The item itself, you're not a thief. Heterah talayadeh. You can't even be heter. So now the Gemara asks a question on Rabbah. Rabbah, you held what? Yehush is koneh. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. Etibe, Rav Yosef la Rabbah. Get the sheet taught good. Rav Yosef is the one that says Yehush enoko. He asked a question to Rabbah. Gazal Hametz. Famous case. Amar alav Pesach. Omer lo, hare shelcha lefanecha. What did the guy do? He stole Hametz. The Hametz was worth $100. What happened? Amar alav Pesach. After it's Amar alav Pesach, the Hametz is worth nothing. There's no use. So what is the deen? He can come to him after Pesach and say, hey, hare shelcha lefanecha. What am I going to do with it? But this is considered a hezek she'en onikar. Remember we learned, according to some shittot, a hezek that's not recognizable or noticeable is not considered a hezek. I stole bread. I'm giving you back the bread that I stole. But now the bread's worth zero. So I didn't change the bread. That's the deen of the braita. So the Gemara says, wait. Ve'hai kevan demata idan isura. What happens right before Pesach? With right before the bread is going to become isur, adai miyaish. For sure, the owners are miyaish. The isal kadak, because the guy has no purpose for bread that he cannot have hana from. The isal kadak yush kana. That means what? The ganav is kone now this bread. Now the rule is going to be, you cannot return back the bread because the bread now is yours. The chaorai should have to return back money. How can you just tell him, here's your bread? He should have to pay him money. That's the question that Rabbi Yosef asks against Rabbah. So comes again when I say, Amale. Rabbah says, no, you didn't understand me correctly. Hi, Zemit Yaesh Bezeinu Rotze Leknot. When did I tell you that Yehush is Koneh? When the owner is Miyaesh and the guy that has it wants to be Koneh. But this guy over here, he doesn't want to be Koneh. He doesn't want to have Hametz on his Rishut HaPesach either. Even though he's a Gazlan, but he doesn't want to have Hametz on his Rishut HaPesach. So therefore, Yehush is only Koneh when it's Yehush on one side and Kavanah to be Zocheh on the other side. But this guy over here, since he does not have Kavanah to be Zocheh, in that case, I agree, Yehush is not Koneh. We can say, Areshelcha Mefarecha. Etibe Abayed Rabbah. Now, Abaye comes along and challenges Rabbah. Because Rabbah is the Shita that says, Yehush Koneh. Korbano, that's talking about a person that brings a korban. Imola korbano, velo gazul. You bring a korban, but you're not allowed to bring a korban that is stolen. Also, the Gemara says, what's the case? How did you steal a korban? If we're talking about where Mamashi went and stole somebody's korban, he stole his animal. The guy wasn't Miyaish, he just stole it. Lamba likra, pshita. Well, that's obvious. I need a pasuk coming to me. How can I make hekdesh on somebody else's property? Pasuk, you can't do that. I don't need a pasuk to tell me korbano velo mena gazul. If Stam, a guy stole somebody else's property, I need a pasuk to say you can't make his property hekdesh. That's pasuk. That's regular gezela. elalav lahar yush. Oh, must be talking about the case talking about where the owner made yush, and then you stole the animal. The guy made yush, and the hidush of the Torah is what? That even though he made yush, you're not able to make it kodesh. Ma'mina yush lo kani, because if yush was koneh, better make it kodesh now. It's your animal. And the hadush of the Torah is that you would have thought that maybe after Yehush, I could make a Hekdesh of some sort. Mm-hmm. Even though Yehush is not Koneh, I would have thought that maybe I could make Hekdesh. Kamash Ma'alan, Yehush is not Koneh, therefore it's considered Gez, and if you cannot make a Hekdesh. So comes the Gemara and says, Amale Rabbah. Rabbah says, excuse me, that's not the case. You learned the case a certain way, and because you learned the case a certain way, you brought a question on me. You learned the case to my way, I stole an animal, and then I consecrated it. That's not the case. What's the case? According to your understanding, Hadatanya, we have a Braita. The Braita is talking about over here, Mishkav. What is Mishkav? If a Zav sits on a chair or on a couch, whatever it be, so the Mishkav of a Zav becomes an Av, a Tuma. But the Torah says it has to be his. Mishkavo. The Gemara says, Mishkavo, they know a Gazul. But not if he sits on a Mishkav that is stolen. So Rabbah says, what's the case? Maybe the case is talking about where the Zav stole wool. And he made it a Mishkav. Well, hold it. That's called a Shinui Ma'aseh. Everybody owns Shinui Ma'aseh. He owns it. Therefore, it'll be considered Mishkavo. Mi'ika leman damar Shinui Ma'aseh lo kani? So the case of Mishkavo velo agazul cannot be a case where he stole wool and made it a Mishkav. There, he owns it. Therefore, it's considered Mishkavo. So what's the case where the Torah comes and says Mishkavo velo agazul? Ela, ma'itach lememar, de gazal Mishkav de chavre. Very simple. He stole the actual chair of his friend. And the Hadush of the Torah is what? That Mishkavo, only your Mishkav, but not a Mishkav that you stole that doesn't belong to you. Similarly, de Gazal Korban de Havre. The case is talking about we actually stole a Korban that was consecrated already. And therefore, it's Hekdesh already. And the Hadush is Korbano Velo Min Gazul. That really nothing to do with the story of Yehush or not. The Hadush of Torah really is consecrated already. So Chalav is consecrated. Let me put it on the Mizbayah. Kamashwa the Torah says, no. Korbano. It's got to be used. Velo min ha-gazul. Look at Ashi. The gazal korban de havre. Shegdish havero. Ul'olam lefnei Yehush. I'll tell you the case of talking about where the guy did not make Yehush yet. And therefore you can bring me raya as Yehush koneh or not. Also, what's the Hadush then? If the guy didn't make Yehush yet, why would I think I can bring it as a Qurban? It's Tariq, Nashmina de Enu Ola le Ratzon Klal Afil le Ba'alim Arishonim. The Hadush is that even if I want to bring it for the first guy, which means I'm maybe a good citizen here. I stole the Qurban of my friend. You know what? I'm bringing it Lashem, my friend. No good. Qurbano velo Gazul. Apagab de lo avi Yehush. Or there's another interpretation over here. Lishna harina de Gazal Qurban de Qavre. Even after Yehush, it's not going to be good. Why? The Qurban eno nigzal. The second shot is, you know what the case is talking about? The guy made Yehush already. Oh, the guy made Yehush. I stole the Qurban now. The Chara, it should be mine. Right? Doesn't Abba say Yehush Koneh?
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't steal the Qurban. Because it's God's. Wherever you're stealing from God's table. And therefore, that's not considered gazal, havero. Therefore, either pshat you're going to learn, you have no raya to the story of Yehush. Again, they asked the question against Rabbah. Rabbah, korbano, which is mashma, what? You stole an animal. And the case must be talking what? You stole it, and then the owner made Yehush. And still, what does it say? You can't bring it as a korban. Why? Because Yehush lo koneh. Question, Rabbah's not, it's not the case. Talking about a case where you stole a korban already that was consecrated. And what's the hadush? The guy didn't make yush. Also, what's the hadush? The guy didn't make yush. You would have thought, maybe I could bring it for him. Kamash, well, no, you stole, you cannot bring it for him. Or the pshat is, it's not even considered stolen. Because you cannot steal hegdesh. It's wherever you put it. Put it here, it's still from God, it's still God's. It's not in anybody's reshut anymore to be considered stealing. So the Ma'aseh, the Gemara concludes of a machloket fantastic between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. The Gabez Yehush Kone or not. Comes the Gemara and continues. Etibe Abayin Rabbi Yosef. They'll go the other way. You Rabbi Yosef, you hold Yehush is not Kone. Now we're going to challenge it. Orochel Ba'alabbayin. Skins. Okay, let's review the laws over here. Person, let's say, has skins. Leather, whatever it may be.
Nice.
They're not mekabel tum'ah until they are a finished product. As long as it's a product in work and the owner is not yet finished in his machshava, so therefore it cannot become mekabel tum'ah. However, there's a difference between a balabayit and an umman. Balabayit is a regular private guy in his house, or umman is a salesman. Or umman is a craftsman that sells them. What's the difference? A balabayit, let's say he fashions a leather tablecloth, okay? In his machshava, he thinks, that's it, I'm done. That's, you know, I'm going to keep it as a table. He doesn't say anything. Machshava. Once already has a machshava that he's keeping it as a tablecloth or a mat, it's mekabel tum'ah. He might change his mind and turn it into a pair of leather shoes. No. Ready, balabai, usually, once he makes his machshava, usually it is what it is. So the machshava is able to bring it now, lideh tum'ah. Masha'ekin a uman, let's say he made it a tablecloth. And his machshava is, you know what? I'm going to sell it as a tablecloth. It's never conclusive, because if a customer walks in and says he wants a pair of shoes, he'll take this item that he destined for a tablecloth and turn it into shoes. And therefore, tablecloth is not a finished product yet. Therefore, it's not going to be mekabel tum'ah. So therefore, the deen is like this. The machshava itself brings it down to tum'ah. The shel avdan, but from the tanner, and machshava mitamata, because he always changes his mind or can change his mind until the customer takes it out of the store. Shel ganav, a guy, let's say, is a ganav. He stole an item. Machshava mitamatam. The machshava is going to be mitameh. What's the logic of this? The logic is when a guy gets stolen. What's a ganav mean? He got stolen in the middle of the night. He doesn't know who the thief is. So mistama, the owner makes yush. Because he says, how am I going to ever find this guy? It was stolen at night. I don't know what it is. Therefore, Yush is kone. Therefore, the ganav now owns the leather. Therefore, his machshava can make it tameh. So you see, according to this, Yush is kone. However, shel gazlan en machshava mitamatan. Gazlan is a gazlan. He does it in broad daylight. The owner is not the yaish, because he knows who the guy is. He says, one day, I'll catch up to him. Therefore, the machshava of the gazan means nothing, because it's not his. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one shita. The bish shemon omer chiluf devarim. He says the exact opposite. I agree that Yush is koneh, but I argue in the case. Shel gazlan machshava mitamatan. He holds gazlan, the owner's going to make Yush. You know why? Because a gazlan is a bully. He stole the item in front of your face. So you're scared of that guy. Mm-hmm. He said, there's no way I'm able to fight this guy. He's a bully. Came in broad daylight, grabbed the item out of my hand. He makes Yush. Therefore, machshava will be metameh, because it's considered the owner of the ganav becomes the owner. Vishel ganav and machshava metamatam. Why? Because he's going to think, one day, I'll find him. But no matter how you learn, whether it's gazlan, or ganav, or reverse, shma minna, Yush kana. Either way, how are you going to learn? They're all going with the premise that Yush is going to have a question against Rav Yosef. Amale hachama askinan kegon shekitza'an. You thought we're talking about stam a case where the ganav took it, and it's only Yush in play over here? No. We're talking after he took the leather, he cut it. Kitzani trimmed it. That's already shinui maaseh. So even though I hold Yush is not koneh, but Yush with a shinui maaseh, it's koneh. So you can't bring me a raya from the story of the ganav over here, because if you look at the context of this mishnah, the mishnah was talking about shikitzan. So therefore, it's no raya. Well, look at Rashi shikitzan diikatarte shinui maaseh v'Yush odolam Yush gereda lokani. Yush alone will not be koneh, but Yush will surely maaseh is koneh. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Matkifa Rabba, Bar of Hanan, Ba'alo Etzba Shanu Kan, Ve'etzba En Selicha Kitzua.
What were we talking about? What was the ganav using it for? For an etzba. What's an etzba? Dulbiki. She'ochlin alav uchein shulchan. It's like a tray or a table mat. And we know a dulbiki does not need kitsua. Which is, if you read those mishnayot over the context, the keli that we were talking about over there is a mat, a table mat. You don't need to cut it. How do we know you don't need to cut it? Continue. Detanya or detnan. Kol makom she'en hesron melacha. Any time where you don't need to do a melacha to the item, machshava metamato. Just a thought, which you have a flat piece of leather. If you don't need to do any ma'aseh to it, the machshava itself will bring it down to tumah, because it's done. Yesh hesron melacha, but if you still have to do some more physical processes to it, and machshava metamatam, chutz mina etzba, except from the etzba. Bashi. דבלאף קיצוא נמי מתמאה דהחאג למלטה שהקיצוא אינו עשו אלא ליפות, which means you do do קיצוא, but it's only decorative. You don't need it for the actual functionality of it. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, in this case of the ganav, he stole an item. Whatever shita you're going to say, the owner made yush. So what did the Gemara say? Oh, machshava metamatan. Oh, question against Rabbi Yosef. You see, yush is kone, because it's considered his, that his machshava is going to make it matameh. Rabbi Yosef answers, nah, shekitz'an. We're talking about a case where you cut it, where you trimmed it. You did a shinui ma'aseh. Impossible, because the context of this mishnah is talking about a dulbiki, an esba. And an esba, even though you might trim, but the machshava, even before the trimming, brings it down to tum'ah, because the trimming is only for decorative purposes. So therefore there's no shinui ma'aseh. And still we say the yush of the original owner is kone. Question against Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says, Elam Rabba, Hai milta kashi bar Rabba le Rabbi Yosef, Esrin v'tartin shenin. This question, Rabba asked Rabbi Yosef for 22 years. Ve'lo efrok, ve'lo efreke. 22 years Rabbi Yosef was not able to answer this question. Adi yativ Rabbi Yosef bereisha uparka. Until Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, then already he was able to give an atiru. It's kind of there when he became the Rosh Hashiva, he got Si'ata Deshmaya, and therefore he was able to answer the question. It's interesting to note that they kept questions in their minds for 22 years. Not like a person that question bothers him for a few minutes, and once the shiur is over, next subject. These questions stayed in their minds for so many years, that 22 years later, he said, okay, getting back to that question was already a 22-year-old dilemma. And what did he answer? Shinui Hashem, ki shinui ma'aseh dameh. Oh, new concept. Shinui ma'aseh, we all say kone. But also a shinui shem. When a ganav takes something and the name is a different name, that already is considered a shinui in itself. Shinui ma'aseh, what's the logic? Shinui ma'aseh, when you actually make a change in the item itself, my tama, what's the reason why you kone? Hatam me'ikara etzim, hashta kelim. It's a different item. I stole etzim, now it's kelim. Shinui Hashem name me'ikara karulem mashcha, vashta abberzim. When I stole the item, the leather was called mashka. Uh-huh. Now when I fashion it into a tablecloth, now they call it abarzin. It's a different name. So therefore, don't bring me a ra'ayah yi'ush. This has nothing to do with yi'ush. This has got to do with shinui Hashem. Oh, shinui Hashem is kone. Even though yi'ush is not going to be, because Rabbi Yosef says, not a question against me. Here, the reason why the ganav is kone the item is because he makes a shinui Hashem. Eshi, Abarzin, let's get the words. Hu etzba, Rashon Arami, Abayush Gireda, look, you know, the guy stole it, so it was a piece of leather. Okay. The guy made Yush, Yush is nothing. Now it's on his machshava, is what? I'm going to use this piece of leather that's called mashka. I want to use it as a tablecloth. Oh, that machshava now turned it into a barzin. Oh, a barzin. Shinoi Hashem is kone. Nothing to do with the yush. Amz Gebaran says, Behare Merish.
Oh, you're telling me now, new concept. You're telling me we have a concept called Shinui Hashem. What about a Medish, a cross beam? De'ika Shinui Hashem. De'meikara Kishura. Ve'ashta Tilala. Which means, initially when the guy steals it, it's called a Kishura. When he puts it in his building, it changes names and called a Tilala. Okay? But she says, De'meikara Kishura. Kodim Shinitnan Bebinyan. Ve'ashta Tilala Gag. It's called a roof. And what did we learn in the Mishnah? Guy stole the Mirish. And he built it in his building. He put it in his roof. He only has to pay back money. Because we knew that a person is not going to knock down his building to pay back. So therefore they wanted to give a chance a person to make teshuvah. So they said, when you steal a mirish and you put it in your building to make it easier to make teshuvah, you only have to pay back money. So the Gemara makes it diyuk. It's only because of takanat shavim. If it wasn't for takanat shavim, we'd make the guy pay back the actual beam itself, even though the name changed. Yes. It started off as a beam, now it's called roof. So you see what? Shinui Hashem is not koneh. Because we're making the guy pay back the same beam, the chavrav. Shinui Hashem is koneh. Let him pay back money, it's a different name. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Merish Shemo Alav. A beam is a beam. Even if it's in a roof, you still call it a beam, is really not a name change. And the Gemara proves this from Ebraita Netanya in the prophecy of Yechezkel that talks about Binyan Bayit HaShilishi. So it's talking about Sal'ot HaBayit VeHa'ubim. So the Gemara said, Sal'ot HaBayit, what is Sal'ot HaBayit? Elu HaMaltetin.
Casings.
The casings of the windows. Ve'ha'ubim, what is ubim? Elu ha'mirishot. This is referring to the big pieces of wood that go into the roof. So you see from the braita, after they're put into the building, it's still called a mirish. Because ha'ubim is already ones that are in the building itself. It's placed already. It's not raw. You put it in the building. And still ha'ubim, what is that referring to? The mirishot. So you see, a mirish is always a mirish. Therefore, there's no change. Therefore, the Shinui Hashem is not a Shinui Hashem in this case. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef was able to answer the question. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, amen, amen.